Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Oh boy, it's the Ask Her segment. I love this, Michelle, and so do you.
Me
Look
too.
At that smile on your face. You're loving it.
I am.
All right.
I do.
So the first question from a Her Radio listener is interesting. It's, why am I suddenly so sensitive to plant milks? I get burping and bloating and gas when I consume them, and I don't do dairy. Well, you know, this is an important question because a lot of people think, okay, you know, I'm lactose intolerant, I can't do dairy, I'm getting all the bloating and whatever from that, so surely almond milk, rice milk, and whatever else will be 100%, and then they just gobble the stuff down. Well,
yeah.
First of all, do yourself a huge favor.
Yikes.
Your poor little GI system doesn't know what this stuff is. Would you give it a little time to adapt and adjust? So that means that maybe you might want to do a tester dose. You know, take in half a cup of whatever, almond milk or whatever you have chosen out there, and then just let it settle in and see how your stomach feels. I think a lot of women just dive into this because they feel it's so healthy and natural, and they overdo it, and because of that, their GI system has not basically geared up to be able to help break it all down and to be able to distribute it appropriately, metabolize it. So that's one of the biggest problems I see with this. The other one is, heck, you may just, you know, have an allergy to it as well as milk, and you want to know something, that happens too. It's not anywhere as common as lactose intolerance, to say the least, but it does happen in some people. There's sort of a cross allergy issue, a little immunological thing. What I would just recommend to people out there is just sit down with an allergist if you have to and do a little testing with this, or seriously, just sit down and just taste test some of these different alternatives until you find something that actually works. You may find you're fairly limited. Maybe it's only rice milk, but almond milk was really giving you all the trouble. You won't know unless you kind of do an elimination test. So try that, and I think that might work. And really, at the end of the day, good old water works. Remember that one. Nobody's allergic to that stuff.
Unfiltered, though, isn't it? Unfiltered? Or
Of course. I'm not putting my mouth to any tap water little faucet thing there. There's no question. All right, let's switch to another question. Now, this question is very interesting. What are some signs you are being emotionally abused by your significant other? And you know something? Michelle and I hear this all the time. And I tell you, this is a real Her Radio listener issue. So listen up.
Yeah, there are so many signs. And so let's walk through a few, Pam, so we can, you know, make sure that women have what they need. Telling you, this is something that if your partner or loved one is becoming abusive, there are a few behaviors to look for. And let's list them. Telling you that you can never do anything right. Showing jealousy of your friends and time spent away. Keeping you or discouraging you from seeing friends or family members. Embarrassing or shaming you with put-downs. Controlling every penny spent in the household. How many times have I heard this one? 1,000,001 times. Looking at you or acting in ways that scare you. Controlling you so where you go and who you see and what you do. Preventing you from making your own decisions. Telling you that you're a bad parent or threatening to harm or take away your child or children. Preventing you from working or attending school. Destroying your property or threatening to hurt or kill your pets, intimidating you with guns and or hurting with knives or weapons. And
I mean, this is just huge. And I think every Her listener out there has to appreciate that this does happen so frequently you just wouldn't know it. And, you know, one of the things I like to do, Michelle, is I like to go to your inner thoughts and feelings. Like, what is a woman really thinking? Do you feel afraid of your partner much of the time? Do you avoid certain topics because you're so scared? You're working out of fear. You don't want to anger that partner because that partner's going to, you know, end up abusing you, if not emotionally, otherwise. Do you wonder if you're the one who's crazy? If you're starting to doubt yourself, what's going on with that? Do you feel emotionally numb or helpless? And, you know, Michelle, you and I have listened to so many women who have written in and emailed and have left messages for us saying, I feel so helpless, hopeless, and defeated, almost as though they're imprisoned. And I think a lot of women feel like that. All right, we have hope. This is the hope. So we got resources for you, right?
We do have resources for you. So there's the first one is the National Domestic Violence Hotline, 1-800-799-SAFE, S-A-F-E, or you can go to 1-800-787-3224. A crisis intervention and referral phone line for domestic violence. And so that's just one resource. There are many resources in your own community that you can look at too, Pam. I think we were talking about this earlier, that there are a lot of organizations that will help women actually get a cab ride and get out of their home and will put them up in shelters. So there are a lot of domestic shelters, but you have to know where to look, because they don't publicize where they are because they're afraid that the offender, the person who is actually abusing them, is going to come looking for them. So you've got to prepare yourself ahead of time, and you've got to talk to someone so that they know that, you know, what's going on with you. And
well, you bring up something important, and that is a woman needs money for a cab ride, for crying out loud.
Right.
What does that mean? That means that because there is economic or financial abuse going on, and this is a subtle form of emotional abuse when you've got...
it's a big one,
this
actually.
Abuse includes, it's rigidly controlling your finances, withholding money or credit cards, making you account for every penny you spend, withholding basic necessities like food, clothes, medication, shelter, restricting you to an allowance, preventing you from working or choosing your own career, sabotaging your job, making you miss work, calling constantly, stealing from you or taking your money. I mean, I think it's much more common for a woman to be running into problems with this because oftentimes women give it up. I think a lot of younger women are much stronger with this because many of them are more financially independent. But I'm going to be honest with you, I think this goes right across the entire financial spectrum, don't you think? I mean,
No question. We know that. We also know that when you're getting pressure to have sex, when you're getting pressured to use drugs or alcohol, you know, those are all signs and symptoms too. But there is no, you know, it goes across every socioeconomic platform, right? There, we see it in the wealthy to the middle class to the poor. It really affects everyone. And if you see the signs or symptoms of a friend or a loved one, then it's your responsibility to help them. It's your responsibility to sit down with them and ask them if they're all right. Because most of the time, they're not going to say anything.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. And so look out for yourself, look out for your loved ones, because many times it's just hidden. There's also a tremendous amount of fear and shame associated with all of this, and a lot of confusion, as you know. So seek out help. There are just all kinds of great resources in your community. Ask, get into the girlfriend network, you know, call a community center. And again, this goes right across financial spectrum, the entire financial spectrum. This is not some kind of play that happens just with women who may be financially strapped. It's everyone, because as a physician, I have seen it. As founder of Empower Her, Michelle King Robeson has seen it, and we've really experienced it. Okay? All right, well, there you have it, the Ask Her Radio segment on Her Radio. Such a great time with all of you. Keep those questions coming. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
If you want more warning signs, you can go to thehotline.org. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.